Father, we thank you for your faithfulness in all things. God, we thank you that we can put our hope and our trust in you, and so we rely on you. We rely on your strength, rely on your word, rely on who you are. Father, we love you and give you thanks. We open our hearts and our minds now to your word. Father, speak to us as we listen. We seek your voice and we seek your leadership in our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to stray just a little bit from what I had planned on talking about this morning. I hope you guys are okay with that. You guys all right with that? Okay. How you guys doing? Interesting question, isn't it? The Lord gives us strength in our lives. And he gives us strength to be able to deal with the things that we face in our lives. At the same time, we have a responsibility then to not only seek him for our hope and our strength, those things that we've been talking about the last few weeks, but then also rely on him for the peace and the rest that he gives us as well. The Lord gives us peace. He gives us rest. He strengthens our souls and gives us that time for rest, but too often we don't take the opportunity to rely on him for that rest. We don't take the opportunity to really truly rest in the Lord. And so we go and we go and we go, sometimes out of necessity, sometimes out of good intentions. But we continue and we continue and we continue, and we don't find the rest for our own lives, for our own souls, for our own hearts, that's available through God. And sometimes that rest even means taking a rest or a break from things that are godly activities, from things that are good things, from activities or busyness that are good things on their own. But our bodies are made and designed with one of the things needed being rest. Amen? Our minds are set up with one of the things that our minds need is rest. But a lot of times we go and go and go and don't take that rest which God has purposed and appointed, which we are made to be able to do. We go and we don't find that time of rest that's available to us. We decide typically that we're strong enough to be able to do it on our own, and so we're going to keep going. And right? And we're going to push through this thing. We're just going to push through it. We're going to push through that low. It's all I need. If I just finish two more days with this, if I can get through the next 2 days, then I'll be good for the next 2 weeks. Right? Been there? Anyone? We get tired. We get tired in an unhealthy way. And not only physically, but mentally, emotionally. Rather than finding the rest that we have in the Lord, we continue by our own strength to push through those things, thinking, I don't need that rest. I'm stronger than that. I don't need to sit down for a few minutes. I don't need to take a day of purposeful rest. I don't need to stop thinking about this. As long as I keep thinking about this other thing, then I'm going to be okay. And we get tired physically, and we get tired emotionally, and we get tired mentally, and we start to be mean to our kids, and we start to yell at our spouse, and we start to, right, fill in the blank. You know, we start to be short with our friends, and instead of treating them with kindness and love, we start nitpicking, and we find everything that's wrong with everything else. Or I do. I guess I can't say we. I know I do. God's designed us to be purposeful in our rest, and too often we don't take that purpose. Let's go to Exodus chapter 20. In Exodus chapter 20, we find the Ten Commandments. And we can look at this and say, well, those are the Ten Commandments. They don't apply to us anymore. We're under this new command of loving God and loving others, which is true. We certainly are under the new command of loving God and loving others. Jesus didn't make that up. He got that from the Old Testament. He got that from God's plan and purpose for people. God gives us the Ten Commandments, not as a list of things that as long as we do these, then we'll gain salvation, but rather He gives us the Ten Commandments and says, these are the expectations that I have of people. You're not going to gain salvation on your own. So don't try to think that you can follow them and therefore be righteous. It's our faith in Jesus Christ that brings us righteousness. But God does lay out, and even in the law, we look at the laws that He laid out for His people. Most of those laws were there for the purpose of the benefit of the people. Those were laws of cleanliness. Those were laws that bring health if followed. Those are laws and requirements that were a benefit to individuals as they followed it. Now, I'm not saying that to say, well, let's then go back to the Old Testament. We need to keep every law and every jot and tittle and make sure that we do everything right. But rather, to know and understand and have a right perspective that which the Lord gives us can benefit us. Not to the point that we're going to gain salvation by following it, but it brings benefit to our own lives. Holding that there is one God and we're going to serve Him only, that's a benefit to us. That's not just a rule to follow. That brings blessing and benefit to us. Holding no idol before Him, that's a benefit. Not murdering, that's a good thing for us to follow, for us as well as people around us. Right? Well, let's look at what the Lord says about the Sabbath day. Starting in verse 8. It says, remember the Sabbath day in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant nor maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but He rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Now, we could spend a lot of time just theologically looking at what that means and the implications to it and how would we, if we were to follow that, what would those look like? That's not the purpose of this morning at all. But for us, rather, to recognize and see that a day of rest is a blessing, it's a blessing for us. That a day of rest is a blessing and a benefit for man. Now, was man created so that he could follow the Sabbath day rule? Was man made so that on the seventh day he could rest? No. Jesus talks Pharisees maybe. Jesus talks to the Pharisees about that. And he says that the Sabbath day is made for man. Man isn't made for the Sabbath day. In other words, if we look at this as a rule and say, well, I have to follow this because the Bible says keep the Sabbath day, if we look at it as a rule, then it's not going to be a benefit to us. Because our priority and our response to that is, I just need to do good things. But if we recognize and realize that God has provided for us a day in which we are able to rest and ought to rest for our benefit, the Sabbath is made for man. Man isn't made, we're not created so that we can keep the Sabbath day. Your sole purpose in life is not to keep the Sabbath day. Okay, I hope that doesn't come as a surprise. That is not your sole purpose in life. But rather, that day of rest is made for you. That day of rest is there for you to rest because you need it. You need it. And I think that's the first step to us resting, is to come to the realization and understanding and humbly admit, I need rest. Because that takes a little bit of humility, doesn't it? Doesn't that take a little bit of humility? Why? Because I'm Superman. Right? I can do anything. Ask Madison. She'll tell you, I can do about anything, can't I, Madison? I'm Superman. I don't need to rest. Rest is for wimps. Right? Who needs a downtime? I got too many things on my plate for a downtime. There's way too many things to do. I don't need that time of rest. Wrong. The first thing you need to do is realize, recognize, and understand you need rest. And I know that's going to be hard to admit. I know it's going to be hard to admit because you're Superman. And you think that you have enough strength and energy to deal with everything that you're dealing with and are going to deal with. I know that you think that you have enough strength and energy on your own. God gave us an opportunity and tells us that we need to rest. He did that not to be mean. He did that because He loves us. And He knows that we need rest. And that means physical rest. And it means mental rest and emotional rest. And admit that you need it. Admit that you need it. You need that rest. It's important for you. It's important for your health. It's important for your relationships. It's important for your mind. You need that rest. You need that rest. Go to Psalm 91. In Psalm 91, we find some direction in our rest. Okay, we find some direction in our rest. When we do take times of rest, I think too often we take that rest. I'm gonna use the phrase without purpose. Okay, I think we use that rest without purpose. We just turn everything off. We just turn everything off and just lay down. And all we think about is that I'm not working right now. All we think about is there's still that thing that has to be done, that I'm resting. I'm resting. I'm doing what I'm supposed to. But I know that tomorrow's going to be worse because I'm resting today. Right? And so our rest becomes not physically being involved in the things that we shouldn't today be physically involved in, but our mind continues to dwell on those things. And so we rest, we think, because we're not working on whatever that project is, or we're not doing this, or we're not doing that, but our mind is still there. And so we're resting, but because we don't have some purpose in our rest, we're allowing those things to continue to be a part of what we're doing. And it's still exhausting. And so the next day, we just feel like we're trying to catch up and we're mad that we rested the day before. Or we're mad that we took a little bit of break in the middle of the day and rested then, because now I'm just catching up. In Psalm 91, verse 1, it says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty." We read that again. "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty." You see, our rest isn't just ceasing doing certain things. Our rest ought to be purposeful in seeking the Lord for our strength. Our rest ought to be purposeful in becoming more and more focused on Him, on who He is, and in so doing, we're going to find a lot of solutions for the stuff that we've been working on our own. You ever experienced that before? You got something you've been working on, and you've been turning your mind over and over and talking to this person and that person, trying to find a solution for it, and it doesn't come. Finally, put your hands up and say, "God, I do not have an answer for this. I have no idea." The next day, you wake up, and the Lord's giving you clear direction of where you need to go, what you need to do, and how to do it. Ever experienced that before? It's because we rest in the Lord. We finally realize and get to that point of humility and say, "I can't do it by myself. I can't do it by myself." We can't. You're right. We can do it with God. And so if our rest is just stopping doing the stuff that we've been doing, if that is all that there is to our rest, rather than putting our heart and lives toward God and our focus on Him, that in our times of rest, we're purposeful in seeking the Lord, not for solutions, but just for Him. We seek the Lord not so that He'll give me an answer to this thing. We just seek the Lord because it's God. When our rest is driven and motivated by our relationship with Him, when our rest is fully surrounded by who God is and seeking His heart and just relaxing in who He is, then we find rest. We find strength. And a lot of times we find answers and direction and wholeness to be able to face the next day. Amen? Let's go to the New Testament. Jesus talks about rest as well in Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Matthew 11, 28, it says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." See, we carry around these burdens and they look like all sorts of different things. Sometimes our burden is sin. Sometimes our burden is some of the self-inflicted responsibilities that we put into our life that don't belong there. Sometimes our burden is the struggle and trials of life. We have a responsibility then, rather than trying to work on our own, by ourselves, and finding wholeness in those things, we have a responsibility then, instead, to turn those over to the Lord Jesus Christ. And to put His yoke upon us. You know what a yoke is? You guys know what a yoke is? I don't know that I've only seen probably four or five in my life. You know that? I mean, you just don't use them anymore. I think yoke probably went out about the time tractors came in and became real popular. Right? I mean, doesn't that make sense? Jesus talks about putting His yoke on, and I think too often we see that as a command that we don't want to follow. Because with a yoke, there is responsibility. Right? You don't pull two oxen out and put a yoke on them so that they can go out and play in the field. Go wherever they want to. Work is ahead of them. But Jesus, in talking about His yoke, brings to light that His yoke is easy. That it's easy. That the burden is light with Him. See, the problem is we've been wearing a yoke. We've been the only ones with it on. Right? We've been pulling the burden. We've been pulling the load. We got the yoke on and we think we ought to be there by now. But we're the only ones wearing it. Jesus Christ in saying, "Take on my yoke," he's saying, "I'm here to help you." It's not an issue of us going from freedom of not having a yoke and then taking on a yoke and thinking, well, that's going to be hard because now there's going to be work involved because I didn't have a yoke before, but now I'm going to. Wrong-o. We've had a yoke and it's been our own. And we've been trying it on our own and it's not been working. But when we bring our burdens to Jesus Christ, when we lay them before Him and say, "This is yours. This is yours, because I can't do it on my own." And I know that takes a lot of humility to be able to do that and humbleness to say, I'm tired. I can't do this on my own. Then we share His yoke. And we have one there who is going to give us the strength and the peace and the rest that we need. But we're the ones that make that choice. Jesus Christ doesn't carry a cattle prod. Amen? You can write that down, but I wouldn't try marketing it. Jesus Christ doesn't carry around a cattle prod. He doesn't corral us into his yoke. We choose to take it on. We choose to take it on. And in so doing, then, we choose to set aside our own burdens. We choose to say, I can't do this on my own. I need strength that comes from someone else. We choose and we decide sometimes to seek forgiveness in areas. Sometimes to forgive in areas. We seek and decide to put aside our own burdens, our own struggles, those things that we have been carrying, that we need rest from, but have been choosing not to. We decide to go to the Lord and say, I can't do this anymore. We need rest in our lives. And I know that you know that. Because I know there are times that you're tired. Tired from stuff. Tired from maybe even people. We need rest in our lives. Physically, we can be purposeful in implementing rest into our lives. And God has a program set in place already for it. He's got a day for you in which you are able to find that Sabbath rest. But you have a responsibility to take it. Are you going to set aside time in your life and in your schedule in which you rest? But then spiritually and emotionally and in our relationships, we have a way in which we can find rest as well. And instead of trying to juggle all that stuff by yourself, be able to admit, I can't do this on my own. And that's hard to do. But admit that you can't do this on your own. And that you need the Lord Jesus Christ to help you with that. And take on his yoke. And lay aside your burdens. And lay them at the feet of the cross. And allow Jesus to give you the strength and the help that you need. And you will find rest. Amen? You probably remember it. You probably remember doing that before. But it's not something that you do once and then receive enough strength to be able to make it through the entirety of the rest of life. But rather taking on the yoke of Jesus Christ, rather finding true rest in Him and true strength in Him and true peace in Him, which ultimately comes from His Father and ours, that takes a purposeful, regular decision and choice. And that's one that we can make. So if you're tired, it's time to come to Jesus. If you're tired, it's time to come to Him and allow Him to offer you that rest that you need. Allow Him to offer you that relief that you need in all areas of your life. Come to Him and allow Him to give you rest. Because He is there for you. And He's there ready to do that. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Great God, I thank You for Your strength. But I thank You also for Your rest. I thank You for the rest that's available that You give to us through Your Son, Jesus Christ. That His yoke is easy and the burden with Him is light compared to everything that we've been trying to do on our own. So, Father, we choose rest. We choose You. We choose Your Son, Jesus Christ. God, we give You thanks. Offer ourselves to You fully. In Jesus' name, amen.